Tzadik Ches, and Shana Tova to all. Hope everyone enjoyed the Yontif, enjoyed the Dafim on the Yontif, and we're getting into hardcore Kashrus here in the, all of these Dafim. So let's get moving again each in this shortened Shiurim possibly this week because of Inyanei Slichas, but we'll do the best we can and fit in as much as we can. Okay, we'll start with Tzadik Zayin and Mabez, the two dots. Omar Le, three lines for the bottom. Omar Le Rav Idi Bar Avin La Abaya. So previous line, four lines for the bottom. Beitza Beshisha Vein Beitza Min Minyan. We had a statement before about different items that are batel and how much they're batel in. We spoke about the gid, the topic of this parak. We spoke about the chal, we spoke about the udders, and we spoke about beitzim, right, the eggs. So the question is, we're getting back to talking about that line. So beitza b'shishim, ain't beitza in a minyan. So the statement said that a beitza is b'shishim, which we said is most foods are batel b'shishim. That's what Chazal assumed gets rid of taste, beitza b'shishim. V'ain't beitza in a minyan. We're going to see some tanam today that discussed this before that was accepted. There was a Tchanas Chazal is explaining the tam on a daraisa level, but there was a Tchanas Chazal at some point of Shishim, but there were some that argued on that before that. But anyway, we'll get to that later. So Ravidi Baravit says to Abaya, Lameimra Diyavataima, is this to say, it says Beitza B'Shishim, is this to say that eggs give off taste when they're in a mixture? V'ha'amri Inshi, but don't people say, Kimaya Debe'ei Ba'alma, they say, oh, that's like liquid from an egg. Meaning it sounds like from that statement that there's no taste given off. Right, taste, interestingly, you don't have to look in a halachic source to determine whether something gives us taste or not. How do you determine it? Either you taste it, or you ask a guy to taste it, as we've had, or what do people say? People say, oh, it's nothing, it's like liquid from an egg. So you see, it doesn't give off taste. So what does it mean that a beitza, this whole discussion of a beitza being batel? The Bramban asks, why don't we say we're talking about a case of yavish b'yavish? Right, an egg in 1,000 other eggs. Right, not a question of being cooked. So then that's why you need bittel here, because it's an egg in many other eggs, not cooked, but yavish b'yavish. And then we would say that you don't care about the taste; you're caring about the egg itself. Caring about the egg itself. That's the Ramban's kasha. V'lo kimna bebittel abeitza atzva. Three answers. Number one, because the statement was said along with gid, beitza, and chal, and a gid is obviously talking about where there was taste in it. B'shit dekoyle dumya degid ma hasam lo levtuli hagid atzmo b'she'eno makiro afkan la levtuli beitz atzmo b'she'eno makiro v'chein k'chal k'yotzo b'hem. Number one, maybe because the other ones, you know, are talking about the context of being cooked. So too, this one is being cooked. Number one. Number three, let's do number three first before we do number two. Number three, answer the Ramban says, shalo sha'amru, and this is probably the most straight on answer. Matzasu the mixas rabosein watsarfatim sha'amru shalo shiru b'shishim ela iser balua. If we're talking about shishim, it says shishim, and that's what we're talking about. That's the shir we're talking about. Lachor, that's balua. Kugon chelav shel iser shenisar b'shel heter. O yayin b'mayim, b'mayim b'yayin. V'chem b'chol davar hanivlal. Anything that is getting absorbed and lach b'lach, liquid and liquid. Kugon k'machim v'chayotzi b'hen. Aval chaticha k'tana shein erui l'skabi l'fnei ha'orchim. But a little something shenisar v'yim chatichos. Let's say francs. If you get one franc, mixed up in a lot of other francs. Bizmach ein makira. So what shear do you need? You don't need shishim in that case under the raisa level. You need rov. Kivut shakalachas omedes bevnei atzma b'teilu b'rov. V'lo bein an shishim. Lefichach im ba'lachlan tzliya shabish shakalach bevnei atzma b'teilu b'rov. V'chulu. So number two, says the Rambam, number one is that, you know, it's groupings. It's grouped with the others that are definitely talking about being cooked. Number two, it's talking about shishim, based on a shishim. Shishim sounds like me'ikr hadin yudit shishim. Not just on a midra banan, but you can do yichishim, that would be only with his lach balach, where it's a real mixture. Number three, which he writes as number two, he quotes the shita of the Rav Av Bezdin. He says, maybe it's because an egg is a birya. Egg is a birya, and therefore it's a davar chashuv, and therefore it's not batel. That's the shita of the Rav Av Bezdin, master the base of gufa chashiva kabirya vo batela. And the Ramban quotes him, he quotes another riot from there, and he says, I'm sorry, but I disagree. An egg is a birya. Does it fulfill all the requirements that we've said? What was one of the requirements that we said? Chiyus. davar sheish bochias, and where the statement has to be whole and has to keep its shame and has to have chias. Umashakasav shabeitz a birya eino kedarinim seches makas. What does the Mishnah Makas say? Birya. What's a birya? A whole ant is a birya, but an entire grain, entire wheat, one barley, that's not called birya, right? Come on. So it's major machlokas for showing him whether an egg is called a birya. Is it a davar chashuv? That was that gemara at the beginning of beitza, based on the mishnayos and zrayim, about esha darko limbos and kol shadarko limnos. But that's not talking about birya. That's about whether beitza is considered a davar chashuv. So it depends how it's sold. Is it always sold by number or not? But in terms of it being a birya, machlokas for showing him, Rabban says no. But that's one of the answers to explain why we're not talking about an actual egg here.
So, shishim suffice.
Why does?
Shishim suffice.
Why would shishim? According to the Rav Avezin. According to the Rav Avezin, if it is a birya, why would shishim? Because then you should say it's never batel. You could say, I mean, again, birya not being batel is a din daraisa. Not being a din darabanan. Birya, the fact that I'm chai for a birya, even though it's less like his eyes, has a din daraisa. A birya not being batel is already an extension of a din darabanan. So maybe you could say we're going to have later on. There are different, most birya's are not batel afil be'elef. But maybe here you would say he understands that it's not a birya like the other birya's. Let me see if he talks about it here. Okay, I'm not going to go to it now, but I think he relates to it. I think he relates to it. Okay. He has to relate to it to explain if it's going to be batel. Okay, so says the Gemara, back to the question. Question is again, how can we be talking about an egg, the liquid of an egg being batel? It doesn't give off any taste. So Amar Lei, half of my askinon, bebeitza sefroach. We're talking about an egg with a chick inside. So we're not talking about the taste of the egg. We're talking about the taste of the chick. Rashi shabasar no same tam. Veloshna temeya, veloshna tahora, de nevelahi. Rashi calls it nevela. It's nevela if you have the efroach inside. Other rishonim say nevela. Isn't it like sheretz ha'of? We had discussions earlier in this pesachta. If it's not fully formed yet, but it's not just an egg yet, maybe it's in the category of sheretz ha'of. Either way, it's aser. It's aser because it's not fully formed yet. But that's the taste that we're talking about. And efroach, even a kosher one, it is a nevela.
That's bringing it closer to a berya.
So does that bring it closer to it? If it's, I don't know, if it's still inside. I mean, maybe that's what he is. Is it only Beitza Sefroach? He said that even before we got to that stage of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, okay, Beitza Sefroach, that's what we're talking about, that he's bitl. Aval tamelo, but in general, an egg without an Sefroach, without a little chick in it, just a non-kosher egg, would not give off taste. So is that really true? So we'll get back to the, let's just finish reading and then we'll get back to Tosis. Esve, beitzim tahoros, shishalkam and beitzim tomatoes. If you have kosher eggs, meaning eggs from a kosher animal that were cooked with beitzim from a non-kosher source, in miyeshme benotin tam kulam asuros. If they give off taste, they're asur. Alright, so you see from there that eggs do give off taste, even, right, we'll stop there. So the Gemara says, no, how can I beitzim tahoros? Oh, maybe you're also talking about chicks inside. And that's why it's giving off taste. Via my karila temeya. So why is it called temeya then if it's not really temeya? If it's even oftar, even a kosher bird, if it has an efroach in there, it's going to give off a problematic taste. Kivan this, but efroach karila temeya, because you can't eat it. So it calls it non-kosher. Even if you have a kosher item that you can't eat, it still could be called non-kosher. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Vamidiktani seifa, from the fact that the seifa says, the seifa of that brisa says, beitzim sheshalkan v'nimsa efroch ba'achas mehem, if you cook eggs and you find an efroch in one of them, im yesh ben menosei tam kulam asuros. So then, if there's no sei tam, they're all asur. If the seifa is talking about, but if there's an efroch, mashba that what? What's the resha talking about? Mechad the resha, the less of efroch haskinon. Spash of the resha does not have an efroach. If the seifa comes up with the chiddush, oh, if it has an efroach, it's going to be aser. Mashba the resha is not about an efroach. So back to the question then. So why should it be an issue of nesinas tam? We just said that eggs without efrochim do not give off any taste. By the way, we're talking about peeled or unpeeled eggs. What do you think? Peeled or unpeeled eggs? So the Rishon we're talking about, lachor unpeeled, meaning if it's peeled, it's going to give off taste through the white and through the shell. So Pasha's talking about unpeeled, but And even then, that it didn't fall, once it falls apart, so that it's for sure, you're going to give off the taste because the yellow is going to get in, the inside is going to get in. Anyway, so it says, the Rishon discussed though, can you have, even if it's peeled, does taste go through this case through that? It's not impossible. Says the Gemara, so again, isn't the ratio that talking about less blepharos? The Gemara answers, Pirushi kamefaresh. No, it's all one case. Really, it's all one case, a case of Ephra, with Ephra gives off taste. What's the case? As follows. Beitzim tahoros shalkam and beitzim tomatoes, kosher and non-kosher eggs, im yesh bebrosi, tab kula masuras. If it gives off taste, it's usur. Ketzad, add in that word, ketzad kagon shalkam and imsa Ephra pachas mehen. That's the case that you have to be worried about taste, where there is an Ephroach inside one of them. And Hakanami Mistavra, and this also makes sense, that the Reish, it's all one case, and the Reish is also referring to a case that has an Ephroach. The Isaka died of Reish at the Lespa Ephroach, because if you want to say that the Reish is a case which does not have an Ephroach, so Hashtu, the Lespa Ephroach Asura. So then if the Reish is telling me that even without an Ephroach it's going to be Asur, so then the Ispa Ephroach me Bayi. Then what do you have to say the Seifa case? If the ratio is less by Ephraach, so of course the Seifa. You wouldn't even have to have the Seifa. So where it says, no, that's not a Raya. Imi Shemha lo Arya. If that's your proof that the ratio is about Ephraach, no, that's no proof. Why? Tana Seifa gli Ratio. You could just say that it repeats the case to make sure I understand correctly what the ratio was talking about. Shalo Tomar, not to say ratio de Ispa Ephraach. Ratio, is Shalot Tamar Reisha this Befroach, it has an Efroach, have a less Befroach Sharia, but if it doesn't have an Efroach, it would be Mutter, Tana Seifa, the Isba Efroach, Mechad Reisha, the less Befroach, Afiluach Yasira, it's still Aser, that's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. So that's why we have to have the, so it's all Raya from the Seifa, that's what the Reisha is talking about, but you're still able to say that it's explaining the Reisha, and therefore the whole case can be talking about the case of Yeshbo Efroach. Stop there for a minute. The top Tosfos says that this whole discussion not only can be about where you have an egg with a chicken in it, based as a froach, but top Tosfos v'hu adin, Bach takes out the next word, benimsa ba'dam. If you find blood in an egg, the same thing. Blood in an egg, because there also, maybe it was a froach there. It was something there that something happened to. And therefore, even an egg, shenimsa ba'dam, as the Gemara said, tashad atichla b'kula, right, Venira, and he says, and the Tosfos says this, the Tosfos, Venira, the Tmeya, she klufa, Efshar Dasura, as he talks about, peeled or not, Tosfos discusses it, but Yushalmi, Gabigil, Beisa Mashu, the Chilik, Be Klufas, Lein, Sheda Klufos, he quotes the Yushalmi, that there is a Chilik between peeled and not peeled, Veshemelin, Yazen, Nami, Eish Chilik, it's a discussion whether it's issue of peeled or not peeled. But Tosfos says, Basar, by a Beisa, Shnips of Adam, that also is a problem. So, Lamaisa, what about our cases of blood spots? So we spoke about this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of months ago actually, and that is, in our day and age, it is somewhat different. The Ramah writes in Yaradeya, in Simen Samach Vav, in Hilchos Dam, that's what we discussed as a Mitzvah Shir, the Isra Vachilas Dam. The Ramah says, Ein Tzarech Livdo Kabeitzim Im Yesh Bohem Dam. Nowadays, you don't have to check, says the Ramah 500 years ago. The somchin al rov beitzim she'ein bahem dam. Somchin on the rov. It doesn't have dam. Umikal makom nagu lahachmir kishosin maichal im beitzim bayom. Sharon bahem im yish bahem dam. If you could just see, if it's during the day, if there's no trouble, might as well look. Might as well look and check if there's dam or not. But most beitzim don't have dam. What if you would find dam in the Ramah's day? It sounds like that would be a problem. But you just don't have to check for it, because most don't have dam. But if it would find dam, that would be a problem. You have to throw out the egg. But if you look in the post-game nowadays, we're even more makel. Let's go from step by step. There's two tshuvas. First of all, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has two tshuvas about this. First, he has a tshuva in 1957, when it wasn't exactly as it is today. Rav Moshe says an Aleph Lamed Vav in Yaradeya. Beisim shem medina zu shenoladim shelo al yedei zachar shimsa b'hendan. The issue is there are no hens around. The chicken farms nowadays, they don't have any hens around, so it's not shy to even talk about an egg being fertilized. What's the whole issue of finding blood? Because you think that might be the egg might have been fertilized, this might have been some type of little chick and something happened to it. But says Rav Moshe, in our day and age, there's no chance. There are no hens on the chicken farms. Vaharbe, says Rav Moshe, Vaharbe farmers, Ein oskim klal gadol afrochem ve'elu ein lahem klal zacharim v'chal habeitim shelahem heim kishelo mizacharim v'nipsa shemehan nimkarim bashuk od hugdal harov l'maod sheheim me'elu shebelo zacharim she'en ha'niklato she'adam ein osir kol habeitza l'chein v'ad ha'yishbakom mahatir stam beitzim b'medina azos midin rov v'ein tzorach l'din ha'manash ha'maziach l'fituma when he quotes l'chein, and then he says there is a miyut shebar mizacharim, so Adam Oser Milaroi Lahachmir, if you find blood in there to throw out the whole egg. That is Ramosha. But later on, Ramosha writes, I don't know what year this is, but this is in Yerodea Chela Gimel. By the way, I just saw a new volume of Ramosha just came out, posthumously. Another volume, Chela Tess. Somebody just showed me. Chela Tess just came out with more letters. Anyway, so Ramosha is another tshuva of Ramosha in Arachayim. I'm sorry, Arachayim Gimel Samach Aleph, where there Ramosha says Vade Medina in Shum Makom LaOsram VaYemuter Lizro Kadam VaLeachol Hashar. So the Ramosha, really nowadays, if you find a blood spot, it must be for some other reason. At least in the days of the Ramah, it's a robe, you don't have to check for blood spots, but if you find one, you have to throw it out. But according to Rosh says, nowadays, even if you find a blood spot, me'ikir hadin, you can take out the blood spot and eat the rest of the egg. But, says Ramosha, because it's not a davar ha'avid at all in our day, we throw out eggs all the time, and there's no problem with throwing out the eggs, you know what? You might as well be machmir. Yesh gam lono lahachmir, shebebedina zulo nefshav zeh klal lahefsid. And therefore you should throw it out. Ubatarovas ain't lesser. Once you mix it in already, you don't have to answer. That's Rav Moshe, that's Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav Avadya also in a Shuva in Chavad Das, Gimel Nun Zayin, Abba Bizmanenu, Bekal Kibbutzim, right, also in this country. Bekal Kibbutzim Vaha Mashkim sogrim es atanagolas belulim b'meshach zman rav ve'ein b'mechitzas atanagol zacher b'vaday shalakol adeos ein lachish lozeh u'beitzah shnimsa b'adam zorek at adam b'ochel asabeitza ve'filu im himasei himasei eiza meshachol kibbutz she'eino makpid am ha'metzi usam shalatanagolam if I have one farm v'nimsa shabeitza v'amishavkos me'oso meshach gru'u yoslagad l'afrochim yish lachush mikal makom halacha kol deparish me'ruba parish, and therefore you don't have to be worried about it. And he says, Lamaisa, and he quotes from Moshe, Kivish of Artsos America, Habesim Bizol Ma'od, Beis La'arov Shalanashim, Inachshavas, Beis La'af Seklal, you should throw it out. Ulam, says Rav Avadya, in our country, maybe it's not so. Maybe every egg is more valuable, and therefore, Bim Komenu, Shalpi Arov, Habesa Nechshavas, La'hafsid, Yishlismo Chalikar Adin, Lizrok Es Hadam, V'Lechol Es Hashar. Unless you say that everybody throws them out today, and therefore, you can also throw them out. Lamaisa, at the end, he says, Sikum. He says, Ein lachash l'adam shebehem mishum rikum efroach v'lechicha amnitsa badam yishlisruk az adam v'lechol es habeitza. Maker adin, you can eat the egg. So whatever is one, what situation, if one feels that it's going to make a difference in the pocket, so throwing out the egg, so then you don't have to throw it out. You just throw out the dam and eat the egg. Okay.
Why would you even have to be zorg the dam? Dam itself is...
Why do you have to be zorg the dam? But it's not dam that's related to a fetus. There's some type of dam. There's still an Isra of Achilas dam. Still an Isra of Achilas dam. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Hahu kizesa tarba. There was a kizayis of chelev, denafa bidikula de bisra, that fell into a dikula of meat. What does a dikula de bisra mean? So, if you would have asked any of us, usually dikula means a basket. That's the usual translation of a dikula. And that's how the Rashba and other Rishonim understand it. Rashi here says one word, kalachas. What's a kalachas? Tosfos says kalachas is a pot with meat inside. That's what kalachas. Tosfos in the middle of the denafal. Ubekuches pirish dikula kalachas v'kalachas uklishim v'ashlim babasar. Why did Rashi interpret this as a case of chelev that falls into a pot of meat? Why did Rashi say that? Not the basket. The Rashi and the Ritva say, I argue with Rashi, but we're going to explain Rashi. Why does it have to be, find the Rashba. Why does Rashi say that it has to be a case of cooking meat and not a case of a basket? Chusar Rashi the Farish Kane, because we are about to talk about a case where everything else is going to be mitztarev to be mevatel, a piece of chalef. If it was in a basket with dry food, even if it was hot, the taste of the chalev would not spread. It doesn't spread without sauce. If a piece of treif falls on a piece of, if a piece of non-kosher steak falls on another piece of steak, kosher steak on top of 10 other pieces of steak, the 9 bottom pieces aren't mitzarif to be mevatel, unless it's all cooking in sauce. But if it's all in a basket, it's not going to be mevatel. That's what Rashi says, because we're about to talk about a case where they're all going to be mitzarif to be mevatel. So that's what Rashi says, though. Getting into important halachas. Even if it's hot, if you have a hamburger that's treif, that falls onto another hamburger, that's kosher. And under the kosher hamburger is another hamburger that's kosher. So you know what? The bottom hamburger is still kosher. Because we don't assume that taste could transfer from one item to another item without sauce. If it's mamish negiya, so one on top of another, so that transfers. But kosher, does taste transfer through the kosher one into the next kosher one? So that doesn't happen without sauce. That's what Rashi says. That the kiva she'ina itzer yotze mechaticha lechaticha lasar ella imkain imain sham rotev lohem itzar bechaticha zavata kazesa. That's what Rashi says. That number one. And then Rashi, the second shot is that he says, Rashi holds, we'll see later on, Rashi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Mid Bimino is Lobatel. So if we're talking about Bittel here, it can't be talking about, another reason why can't be talking about a case of just in the basket, you have to be saying, he's talking about a case where there's sauce and other things in the pot, which is also Min Bisha'eno Mino. Okay, let's go with Rashi Pshat. Pasha the Yidin. Hahuk is a satar, but then off of a tikkul of the bisra, there was a piece of chalav that fell into a pot of meat. Savar of Asi, l'shi'ure b'mala d'bala d'kula. Rav Asi, or Rav Ashi, wanted to measure the mevatel. How much it can be mevatel the chalav with, not only with what was in the pot, but also the meat had gotten smaller in the cooking process. Sometimes it congeals. And he wanted to measure based on what the meat size was at the beginning of the cooking, meaning even what was absorbed into the walls of the pot. He wanted to use that to be mevatel. If you're going to say that the heter meat congeals and gets smaller, this are also congeal, so it's not fair. The rabbanan say, no, you can only go by what is in the pot, physically, not what is inside the dofne hapat, the walls of the pot. You can't use what was already boleya to be mevatel the iser that fell in. Period. Another very important shita, which we'll get back to in a couple of days, Be'ez Hashem. Two days from now, Daf Kuf, you can look at it. Daf Kuf has a big tosas on Amun Aleph, Bishakadam Vesilko, and there is the major machlokas Rishonim. Anybody ever learn Yoredeya? Is familiar with this? Machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim. About Chanan. What's Chanan? Chaticha na'asis nevela. If you have a piece of meat that became usser, does the whole piece of meat now become a chefsa shel isser? And if it, let's say, falls into another pot, you have to be mevatel the entire piece of meat? Or do you only have to be mevatel the isser that fell into this piece of meat? That's a major machlokas, chaticha na'asis nevela. Chaticha na'asis nevela, you for sure say that a basa b'chalav. That's what basa b'chalav is. If milk falls onto a piece of meat, the whole thing becomes treif. The question is, what about by shar isurim? By non-basar b'chalav, do you say the principle of chanan? Rabbi Ephraim says, no. You do not say chanan. One of his rayas is Argamara. What are you being mevatel? The chalev that falls onto the piece of meat, that top piece of meat gets the chalev on it. Right? When it gets the chalev on it, boom, that whole piece should be asar, and you should have to be mevatel the entire top piece of meat. Haraya, it must be that you don't say Chanan by Shari Surim. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya from our Gemara. Tosfos there, we'll get to this in a couple of days. Tosfos there argues, Tosfos says no. The whole point is that this is in a pot. If it's in a pot, there's never a second that the top piece of meat becomes Aser before the rest of the pieces are also mitztaif to be mevatelet. So you can look at the Tosfos there, but this gets us into the Sugya of Chanan, Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the other Rishonim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim over there brings this Gemara as one of his rayas that there is no Chanan by Shar Isurim. Okay, Vaidu, next story. Hahu palga dezesa de tarba. There was a half a kezayis of chalef, to nafa v'tikula de bisra, that falls in. Sava mar baravashi l'shi'ure b'tzlasin palga dezesa. Mar baravashi wanted to be mevatelet with 30 half kezesim, which is half the shear that you need. Usually you need 60. He wanted to do it by 30. Why? Because he didn't think that He assumed that chatzi shear is only also drabanan. And by isurid drabanans, you can be meka with the shear, how much you have to be mevatel with. So two wrong assumptions, as we'll see. Number one, the Chatishir is only Issa D'Rabbanan. Number two, in Issa D'Rabbanan, you only require half 60. Right? You only need 30 to be Mevatel. So Amale Avua, so his father, Ravashi, said to him, Lav Amina Lecha, haven't I taught you at the Shabbos table, Lo Tizalzal B'Shir D'Rabbanan? Haven't I taught you that don't be Mezalzal, because even if it's a Shir D'Rabbanan, you need the same amount. Rashi says, Afilu B'Midi De Lo Mitzar Midaraisa, Lo Tizalzal B'Shirei. Meaning you still need 60. Number one, even if it would be D'Rabbanan. And number two, Va'od, Hamer B'Yochanan, Chatzi Shir, Asa Menat Torah. And we know the principle of Chatzi Shir. We paskin chatishir does daraisa in Yonah Yoma, right? In Yonah, we're in the week of Yom Kippur, right? The Gemara at the end of the Misachas Yuma, the beginning of the last parak, the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says chatishir is asa midaraisa. Reish Lakish says asa drabanan. What's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? Today is. Today is what the source is. Either we say it's based on a svara of chazil itztarufe, because this is combinable with another shear that you can eat in 5 minutes. So therefore, it's asadar. This could lead to an isadaraisa. Or do we say it's a xeris hakasif kol chelef? Even within the chazil sarufe, we've discussed a beautiful machlokas. How do you understand chazil sarufe? On a practical level, this could combine with something, and therefore, it's asadaraisa because it could combine. Do you take that literally, or do you say no? It's more of a reflection. It's a siman, not a siba, because this could combine. That reflects that it itself is something significant. And therefore, l'may nafkamina, they bring this nafkamina, let's say I eat half a kezayis with 10 seconds left to Yom Kippur. Am I going to be chayef? Where it's impossible for me to violate. This is not going to be chaz v'sarufe. Are you going to be chayef? Are you going to violate inu d'araisa, meaning half a kezayis? So that's the nafkamina. How do you view chazi l'tzarufe? Again, chazi shir is a huge topic. If at the end, if we have time, we'll come back to it. Maybe we could have an Ian shir. Again, this week is kind of busy, but at some point we'll get a shir on Chatzi Shir. We'll see at the end if there's any time. Anyway, period. Amrav Shimon Bar Abba. Amrav Idi Bar Idi Bar Gershom. He and his father have the same name. I guess that's Sardic custom. Amr Levi Bar Pratya. Amrav Nachum. Amr Rebbe Birayam. Mishum Zaki Nechad Rebbe Yaakov Shemei. Tebe Nesia Amru. That whole line. Mevi Gula Lolam. Beitza Besamach Asura. Besamach Va'alef Muteris. They said an egg is usur if it's in 60, but it's mutter if it's in 61. That's what they said. Batul b'shishim ve'echad. Om Rebbe Zeira Lor Shimon Bar Abba, re'ei sha'atamato b'gvul heter. You're limiting heterim. What does that mean? You're leaving open room for people to make a mistake. Shari shnei gedolei hador lo pirshu asadavar. Two great rabbis said something related to what you just said, and they did not explain themselves. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Yeshua bar Nachmeni, Travayu mishpeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amri. They both said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Beitza b'samach asura b'samach alaf muteres. They both said that, and then it was asked to them, v'ibaylahu. What does that mean? B'samach va'achas b'hadedida odimol barmina. Does it mean 61 without them or 61 with them? Meaning that it's really 1 to 60. Meaning which one is it? V'lo pashit, they didn't answer because they weren't sure. Umar pashit lo mifshad, and you're so sure of it? Aren't you worried? Aren't you also not sure, and therefore you're worried that people are going to be mako when they shouldn't be mako? These two other great rabbis didn't explain it, so you're going and explaining it? So how can you be so sure? So the Gemara answers that we are sure. Itmar, Amar Bichelba, Amar Afuna, Beitza, Besamach, Vehi, Asura. Besamach, Va'achas, Vehi, Muteres. So really you need 61 besides the egg. Not 60 including the egg. Period. Why? Why is an egg different than all other Isurim? Right, everything else needs shishim. Why does an egg need different? So if you look in the Rishonim also, you look in the Rashba, you look in the Ramban here, I'll read it from the Rashba. Yesh betartzim shebibnei chashivusa shal beitza hechmiru ba lahosif achas kashiura. Quotes that, because if it's chashivus, since it's somewhere in the middle, that's what I was relating to that Rav Avezah before, it's pretty chashuv, it's like a davar chashuv, but it's not on the level of birya. And therefore, 61, one extra one. The Rashba says, why one? Where do you get that shear from? So he goes to Rambam also. A little difficult. But then he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Rambam says that there are big and small eggs. And sometimes you're gonna try to get 60 kenega, the egg that's asar, but some of them are smaller, some of them are bigger. So it's not gonna be exactly 60. So you're running you have to be careful. You're it's risky just to take an exact the amount that you need. So just take an extra one just to be safe. That's what the Ramban says. Sheish loma la delafi sheish bebesim gedola muktanim va'bala vato beisa eina mashgiach aleha lirosim zu v'kulon shavos mamish lafiha hosifu achas v'losuchu l'shawa kol achas v'achas adkan. Right, so that's the very mistaver answer of the Ramban. So even in that generation, there were different sizes of eggs. Even in one generation. Right, the famous tzlach, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, by others, say, in different generations, for sure eggs might have changed sizes. Right, that is part of the whole controversy of Shiurim today. Right, the main source for this issue is the Tzlach in Pesachim Kuf Yates, where the Noda Behuda says that our eggs are smaller than the eggs in the times of Chazal, and therefore all the Shiurim have to be enlarged. Right, Kezias, Kebesa, all of that to be enlarged, because eggs, but eggs are smaller. The Shiur for Chala, right, all of the, 43, whatever it is, Beitzim. So he says, Sarche says here, Lefi, Shenizbarali, Api, Medida, Sha, Beitzah, Samitzuyas, Atabi, Amenu, Hine, Beitzah, Shlema, Shibizmanenu, Hurak, Chatzi, Beitzah, Mi, Beitzim, Shibahem, Shiure, Torah. The Akarach, Shinishtana, Bizmanenu, O, Shaha, Agadolam, Nizgadlu. The Hemagdolam, Yosu, Agadolam, Shibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibib Those are your two choices. Osha Basin is Kanu Behema Bizbani Duktani Majanam. Viadua. And you know that Shadoras Hochimu Mismatim. We're getting smaller. We're getting smaller, says the Tzlach. V'yefsha shahagodah shalonu godah yosef yagadolam shalim mei chachmei ashas. It's impossible that we have bigger thumbs. Can't be. V'yakarchach ha-beitzim is maninu nismatu. It's one of those two choices. Bigger thumbs or smaller eggs. So he chooses smaller eggs. And because of that, he says, shir zayas shuchatzi beitzu kebeitza shalonu. Kezayas is really a kebeitza today. And he goes through all of this. This is the basis of the whole discussion of the poskim in terms of shi'urim. Okay? Different sizes of eggs. Let's continue. Fourth line. Hahudas lakamid Rebbe Gamliel bar Rebbe. Amale Abba. So there was a case that came in front of Rebbe Gamliel bar Rebbe, and he said they wanted to know if it was batel, and it had much less than 60. Amale Abba lo shir barbon v'sheva. V'aniyashar barbon v'chamesh. My father didn't even, was Masharit even 47 to 1. I'm going to do 45? That must have been the case. What do you mean 47? So that's what we said before. And it wasn't accepted yet that it was 60 for sure, for everything. So even at 47, he needed more than that. And you want to do 45? Hodas l'kamid Shimba Rebbe, Amalei Abol Oshir b'mem hei, b'ani Yashar b'mem gimel. Similar taste. Hodas l'kamid Reb Chiya, Amalei. So there was a case in front of Reb Chiya. He said, Klum yeshloshim. What do you mean? There's not even 30 in here. What do you mean 30? Time of Delaka Shloshim. Hayika Shloshim Misharin. But 30 would be enough? He says, oh, there's not even 30. 30 he would be Mishar. So Amalei Rebchanina Guzma. Basically what he was just saying was, come on, you're not even close. You can understand. You don't even have half of what you need for Bittel. That's why 30. You don't even have half of what you need. Okay. Here we go. Amar Bechir Bar Abba, Amar Mishabin Levi, Mishabar Kapara, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Beshishim. Right, that's the accepted halacha today. All Yisur and the Torah require shishim, except for Kilayah Kerem, for Truma, for exceptions, for Arla, but for generally, shishim. What does that mean? Very important Rashi. Rashi says, first white line, either Hecha Debat Kineg Lo Yov Taima, shishim is enough if you check that it doesn't have tam. Meaning, if it has tam to Rashi, 60 is not enough. If you check and it doesn't have tam, number one, Inami, Lekka Lameka Mataimikon Mimbamino. Or if it's Midbamino, which doesn't have Tom, so you need Shishim. You need Shishim on a Durabanan level. So if it doesn't give off Tom, or if it is Midbamino. And then it's the second, third line. I'm sorry. Oh, just continue in Rashi first. Aval Hecha Debatkane. The Yov Taima, La Olam Taima Lo Batel. But if you check and it has Tom, that Tom is Chashuv, and it is not Mutter until you're Mevatel Tom. V'chi Lo Yov Taima, but even without Tom, you still need 60. Rashi goes in both directions. If it has Tom, 60 is not good enough. You need more than 60. Most things are 60. But if it's something very strong, you need even more than 60. You don't say that, oh, once you have 60, then any Tom left is considered not significant. No. Rashi says if it has Tom, it's not good enough. And if it doesn't have Tom, you still need 60. That is Shitas Rashi. Toast this right here on the bottom. Tosfos says, argues on the first day. Appears for kodesh, da'af ki lo yov taima by shishim ve'ein nira. Tosfos says, no. The whole point of shishim is tam. And therefore, if you don't have tam, then even less than 60 would be good enough. That's Tosfos. Even less than 60. 60 is only for tam. Right, so this is the it's a big discussion. 60, we assume by definition gets rid of tam, according to Tosfos, right? According to Tosfos argues on the first half. The other Tosfos says if there's no tam, Rashi says you still need 60. Tosfos says you don't. The Tosfos argue on the that's one half of Rashi. The other half of Rashi Tosfos doesn't comment on. If it still has tam after 60. That he doesn't comment on, but other Rishonim argue on that. They say, no, once there's 60, there's 60. The Ramah discusses this in, also, Yerodeya, in Tzadik Ches, in Tzadik Ches Ches, let me just see if I can read it for a second. Yerodeya Beis in that one, in minus Aleph. Yerodeya, right here, in Tzadik Ches, the Ramah says, talking about Chal, he says, Avol no saying tam ba'osa kedera v'hu aser mitzad atzmo afilu be'elef lo batel kol zman shemargishin tamo. He says like Rashi, right? If you feel taste it, that's it. The Shach says maybe this is a drabanan. Of course, they answer v'heter drabanan. This is after 60 is only drabanan. V'lochein the Rama says melach v'tavlin midvarim da'avidi l'taima imasur machmas atzmon ein matelim b'shishin. Then I'll bottle b'shishin. You need more than shishim in that case, because there's a lot of taste there. Okay, we got to move. Says the Gemara. So that's 60. Amar lefan Rebbe Shmuel bar Rebbe Yitzchak, Rebbe atol mer kain hachem mer vazim reshub ben leibishub bar kapara kol yisur shematur b'meya. You need 100, not 60. So Gemara says v'shneim molam du elam zroa b'sheila. They both the mandara that says 60 and the one that says 100, learn it from zroa b'sheila, the four leg of the carbon of the nazir that has to be cooked, and the zroa is given over to the kohen, and the rest of the animal is a shlamim. So the rest is eaten by the Yisraelim. It's cooked together, and the zroa is also to the Yisraelim. So we're going to learn Hilchas Bittel from this case. V'shneim alamdu, they learn it from Zor B'Sheila. Tachzif, v'loka chagwan it says Zor B'Sheila v'chulu, he takes the B'Sheila v'tanya, B'Sheila, in B'Sheila el shlema, B'Sheila means whole. You have the whole Zroa. How do you know whole? The Ritva says, that's the Pashas of the Pasuk. Rashi says, I'm not sure how you get it. No, this parish, I don't know how you learn it out from this pasuk, but the Ritva says, because it sounds that way from the Pasha Pshat. Rishim b'yachoy omer, im B'Sheila el shlema, b'Sheila ma'ayel. The Rashbi says, no, B'Sheila means to teach me that you cook it with the rest of the ayil. To Kuli Alma, Bahadi Ayim of Ashila. Both of these opinions really hold that you cook the Zroa with the rest of the animal. Mar Savra Machatech La Bahadim of Ashila. The only difference is, do you cut it first and then cook it together? Or Mar Savra Machatech La Bahadim Machatech La. Or the other opinion says, no, that you first cook it and then you cut it. You separate it. A different version of the machlokas. To kuli alam machadik lav hadim avashala. Everybody agrees that you first cut it, then cook it. Umiyu, the machlokas is mar sover bahadi ayam avashala. One says you cook it with the ayil. Umar sover b'di erachayas avashala. And the other one says, no, you cook it separately in a different pot. Either way. Now let's get back to our point. Lulishna kama aliba de divrei akol. Lulishna basar aliba de shimei achai. According to all the opinions that say you cook it together. Meaning the first version is both opinions. The second version is one opinion. Either way, this is the source for Bittel. Man d'ar b'shishim, according to the one who says shishim, savar, he holds. What do you measure? Basar v'atzamos, b'hadi basar v'atzamos. You measure everything. And misha'arinan, v'avilahu b'lei b'shishim. If you do that ratio, that's 60. Uman d'amar b'meya, savar basar b'hadi basar misha'arinan. There's a bigger gap, v'avilahu b'meya, and there is, it's meya. Tosfos says right here, this isn't a drusha gemura, because over there it's min b'mino, and we're learning it to min b'she'eno mino. So Tosfos says, really, we have a misora for 60 and 100. Each of these Tanaim had a misora, but they were so mechit onto the pasuk. So that's what Tosfos says here. The Ramban says, you at least learn from here that it shouldn't be more than 100. Should be more than 100, because this is kadshim, and if you need 100, or 60. It's not more than that. The Ramban says that it's not a full-fledged alimut, but it's just that you don't need more than that. Period. So that's the Gemara. Umi afina mina. Can you really learn from Zroa b'Sheila? Vatanya. But didn't we have a brisa zeu heter abba mechal iser? This case of nazir is a heter that is an exception to iser. Zeu lamute mai. What is that excluding? What is aser? La mai lav lamute kol iser in Shabbat Torah. Isn't this excluding all other iserim in the Torah? that this is going to be mutter, this is the content of a bittul, but other cases are not. Isn't this what it's excluding? So, a couple of answers. We're going to do number one today. Number one, what answer? No, no, no. Amar Abaya. No, what is it excluding? Lo nitzuch el Rabbi Yehuda. Dar min b'mino lo batil. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds generally, min b'mino is not batil. Kamash melon dahaka de batil. Here it's batil. That's the chiddush. But really, according to the Rabbanan, you can learn it from here. It is a good makar. V'ligmar minei. So the Gemara, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn from there then? He holds min b'mino, well, that's min b'mino batil, so why doesn't he learn from there? So no, Gali Rachmana, there's a special pasuk by Yom Kippur. He takes from the blood of the par and the sar that are in the same bowl. And so the Torah calls it the dam of the par and the dam of the sar. They still retain their identity. So it must be min b'mino is not batel. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Yom Kippur and not from Zohar B'Sheila. Why does he learn it from Yom Kippur to everything? Why does he learn it from Zohar B'Sheila to everything and say Yom Kippur is an exception? No. Because it's a chiddush. Zera b'sheila is a chiddush. What does chiddush always mean? We've quoted this from Tosfos and Yavamis. Davar hasoser es haklal. It's something that goes against the rule. Zera b'sheila goes against the rule. What exactly goes against the rule in Zera b'sheila? Rashi says, Ein mevatzlin isur l'chadchila. You're usually not allowed to take isurim and be mevatel them. And here you can. That goes against the rule. That's what Rashi says here. What does it sound like from Rashi? Says the Rashba, like the sheet of the Ravid, that the Isra Vein Mevatlin Isra L'Chadchila is an Isra Daraisa. Rove Rishonim hold that's an Isra Drabanan. We had a Daf Be'in shear on this. Both hold this Drabanan. If it's Drabanan, you can't say that's what the Torah is referring to. Chiddushu, because it's a Chiluk on a Drabanan level, but it sounds like from Rashi, and it sounds like, and the Ravid says a Beferish in the Sefer Isra Mashahu, that Eim Mevatlin Isra L'Chadchila is an Isra Deoraisa. That's why it's a Chiddush here. The other Rishonim would have to come up with a different Chiddush. Anyway, let's just finish up. Ihachi lameya v'samach na'amilo migligmar. If you tell me it's a chiddush, say how could even the Rabbanan learn it by min mishino mino? How could they learn from Zera b'sheila? Atu anan l'kula gamrinan, l'chumra gamrinan. We're just trying to be extra machmir. To midaraisa beruba batal. Midaraisa is batal barof. To be extra machmir, you can learn from a chiddush. To be extra makel, you can't. But to be extra machmir, you can do whatever you want. The Rabbana can add on, and therefore, that's why you can learn it from Zera B'Sheila, 60 and 100. Aye, what's the being excluded? Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel, he has an exception. Period. There's a lot more here, but we have to stop here. And Hashem will continue tomorrow with Tom Kicker. Tom Kicker, Hashem, tomorrow. Everybody should have a easy and meaningful fast. And Hashem will continue. Again, the schedule this week, the daf will be given in the Hashem in the mornings, just earlier. So hopefully it'll be up for all of those listening.